You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Ma'isus Hashemayim, al techazu the pasuk in Yemiya. Don't be scared of the Isus Hashemayim. Ba'asayischem retzayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you do the Ratzon Hashem, ain't atem tzichin lidag min paranis. You don't have to worry about piranhas. That's Rashi in Chumash. The Mak of Rashi is a Gemara in Sukkah. 3. Tana Rabbanim. Dizman shacham aloika, simen ra'at l'kola ilam kula. It's a bad simen, bad sign, omen, I guess they call it. L'kola ilam kula. Mashal amal davadayme. Melech basavadam, sha'asa suda lavadav, heniach panas lefneim, he put some kind of lantern, panas, is it called in Hebrew. Kas salem v'amal avadah, he got upset at them. Toil panas b'pneim v'ashivim b'choshech. Put them in the darkness. When it comes dark, when there's a liku yacham, what's called liku yacham, so it shows darkness. Tanya Rav Meir Omer, kolz man shema'iris loikin simaran l'soneyim shel Yisrael, m'pnei shemulumodim b'makosein. They become used to them. Now, as we talk about Klal Yisrael, they're melumed, they're accustomed to makas. Mashal sefer, shabala beis sefer, means a ritzubi, that means a rebbe, and he has the whip, that's how it used to be in the old days, right? Mi doyeg, mi shiroga lilkas b'chol yayim v'yayim hu doyeg, right? You don't do that anymore, Shlom, right? The one who gets hit every day, when he sees the rebbe comes in with a whip, he says, the kid who got hit yesterday is worried. The other one, so yidin, shem yirachim. Tanur Bonabis, Mansha Khamalaka Simmer, then it comes to Simmerala Ivdeka Chavim. When there's a solar eclipse, Simmerala to the Umasailam. Levana Laika, Simmerala Sineim Shisol, again, the Lashon means Kai Swam, Ne Shisol, Mainin the Levana Vaivdeka Chavim Lechama. So it seems the Likuya Chama, like the word itself, Malkus, is that the Chama itself gets hit. And if it's like Mizrach Simon Rala Sineim Shisrael. Like Mizrach Simon Rala Yeshua Mizrach. Bemirav Simon Rala Yeshua Mirav. Beemtzer Kia Simon Rala Cholayim Kula. Okay, physically it's all over. We'll see. Ponav Daimon Ladam, if it looks reddish, Cherav Balayim. Lasak, Rashi says, Osim and Eitzra Eitzim Hu Daimon Shacha, it's all dark. Chitze Rav Bainland, Nachmanson Rav. Those are Simon. Lazulazu, both Rechav, Rechitza, Rav, and Eidim. Loka beknisasa, at the beginning of the day, Puranas, Shar Lavoi, Bitsiyasa, Mamaris Lavoi, Eshay, Minchil of Dram. Let's just look at Rashi for a second. Chitza, Rav, Mashchir, and Panim. Because when a person is hungry, his face becomes darkened, like the Gemara says a few places. Loka beknisasa, Bishkiyasa, Puranas, Shar Lavoi, Kedar, Shashaya, Simon, Laharas, At Kaloisa, Yem. Bitziyasoi, right? Memaris lavoi, kederach shemir asimun lavoi. That's coming close. Yeshua mechil drum loka beknisosoi arvis puranis memaris lavoi shasimun kashem shein l'shos l'shemes b'yayim shesamuch yosoi. The shemesh only has 1 minute to go. Kach ein shos puranis lavoi bitziyasoi. Shachris puranis shor lavoi kashem shei shechama oit shos b'yayim. It has time in the day. Right, then the Gemara says, ve'ein l'cha kol uma v'uma shaloike She'ein Elohel like Imoy. It's that not only they, but their Elok Hus gets like Rashi says, Sara Amamlitz Badok Hegoin Samael Shehoya. In the new Gemaras, they fix it. It's not Shehoya, but Shehu Sar Shal Esav. The Sar Shal Esav gets like we know in Mitzrayim, not only the Makkas hit the Mitzim, but the Sarim too. There's such a reality called the Sar of every Uma. And that Sar also, that Koyach, Revelia Desla has a, in one, I don't remember which volume, a Marocha on what it means, Sar of a Umma. But that, whatever it is, the Koyach that's sitting behind them, that's Leika too. And the Gemara brings Taka the Pasuk, B'chol Aleheish Mitzrayim Esa Shvatim. U'bezman Shi Yisrael Oysen Ritzaynoi Shel Mokum. Ein Misyaren M'kol Leila. We have nothing to fear. Shene Makom Hashem, that the Pasuk that Rashi brought, in Bracious, El Derech HaGoyim, Al Tilmedu, Ume'ois, don't learn from the Derech HaGoyim, what they do, that they go to, you know, like in these parishes we're going to learn, that they go to sorcerers, they go to card readers, whatever they call them, right? You see them on the streets sometimes. A friend of mine once went in there and he said, how do I know that you know what you're doing? He says, I've been doing it for 20 years. I says, okay, that's not a big riot. But whatever, people go to advice, the stores are still open, I don't know. But anyway, goyim are afraid of that. Goyim yachtu v'ein Yisrael yachtu. Tanu Rabbanim. Bishvil arba dvarim chama loike. Let's just first see Rashi. El derech goyim al tum lasas kemaseyim u'mishatasu retzayinu ma'isa shemayim techzu. If you do, now, bishvil arba dvarim chama loike. Because of four things, there's a solar eclipse. Al av bezdin shemeis, right, al godel, av bezdin shemeis, ve'eino nisbed la'alocha. And you didn't have a hesped the right way. Valnar Marasa Shetsaka, a girl that's a Namarasa, Vain Mashila, a girl that's Namarasa, I don't know if it means specifically Namarasa, but that's the Torah's example, Yochayv Misa, and Saka Be'er Vain Mashila, no one helps her, right? She yells, and in the Sada, no one hears. When the ear you're doing, no one knows what to come forth. Val Mishkov Zacha, you know that Chman Atzlan. Which is not clear what that means exactly. Two brothers that were killed together. That's the Gemara. Rashi b'shul abardvam lo shemati tam b'davar. So now, if you turn the page, we'll go through an aruch and
error. Rabbi, how does it make sense? You know beforehand when it's.
Oh, so that the Maisa Hashem from the Lazar Ashkenazi, who's a Kamadarishan, and Maral, who lived a little, I think they might have overlapped. They say Blaise Ashkenazi lived over 100 years, and Maral lived a lot many years. But they ask it, and in the Yankov, they bring others that ask Yarizvash, Rabbi Yenison, you know, the Rabbi Yenison Eibshitz, in his drushes. So Aruchaner, who's much later, right, lived in the 1800s, so he's Rabbi Shamsher Ferl's Hirsch's Rebbe. So he brings this question. We'll see in him, but only because he has a very nice thing over here. B'gemar Tanur Bon B'zman Shacham Aloike Hamaligim Al Divrei Rizal. Chas Hashem Tuli wasn't making fun; he was asking a question. But those that ridicule Chazal Choshvu Limtza B'Mamar Me'elo Mokum L'Choinen Chitzem Al Yeser Ke'elo Rechman Tzlan. In other words, they pointed their arrows at this, and they say lo yodu darkei ateva kilu chmasa lakilu au chachamim lo yodu darkei ateva shelukuya chamal vana nesava pi cheshbin mechuvin betalochem. It's something that science has known. Klal Yisrael knew it all the years. Kasher chochmei ateva, right? They all the astrologers, whatever you don't call them. Astronomers, mechashim terem boyam before it comes shalais v'rega zoyst chashik hashemesh or yereach. We know that there's going to be an eclipse, right? It's something that's set in my celebrations, and just like you know when there's going to be a new moon, that's they know when this is going to happen. Ava be'emes amaligim nilku bivaron. It says there, the ones who make fun, they're the ones who are blinded. Shaloya bitu, he says, Omer dik, we'll see. Eich rezal dibu be'inin ze beloshen chochma laharais to show shaloin nelam mehem. Zed, that they didn't. Deyesha daktik. If we brought three brises, all of them says, bizman shacham aloike. If it's as though he thought that it means the chazal thought that just happens, you know, it's something like an earthquake, Rahman Tzlan, a tsunami that happens. So it should have said, shacham aloike, when it happens. Bizman means in the time, meaning that time is set. We know about that time. So he says, if you look, in all the Lama B'chol Gimel Braises, Bizman Shacham Aloike, calls Man Shamayris Loiken, Bizman Shacham Aloike, everything is Bizman. Dahach Bizman, this word Bizman, Loshen Miyusahu, it's extraneous. Devil Alameimah, Kshacham Aloike, Ukshamayris Loiken. Right, that's what. In other words, saying that means is Rachmanson. You want to say there's a earthquake? It's not bizman sheyesh ra'ad adama. It's when the adama is nirad. When there's a this happens, when that happens. So why say bizman? Amnam bizeh hayru. They taught us sha'av shel lekuim hem al piteva. Even though that's a natural thing, like Tullius, it happens. Im kol zeh yadu al pisoidus mishpatei Hashem aniglas lehem. Avad, it's only something that soid Hashem they rave that was nigla to the chachamim. Shaitim vasmanim shurkuim, these times hem itois hadin. There's such things we know. As man of din, this is man. We know in Klal Yisrael, there's such a thing as Elul. Elul, what's Elul? Nothing's changed by the Rabbein Shem. It's changed for us. That's what the Sfasim says. Rabbein Shem doesn't always. Shakarish Baruch Yeshev Al Kisei Din is a pshat is that we go ahead and now able to go ahead and ask more for Rachmanis. There is such realities as the time is Mesuga for this thing. So he says that they knew Sheyesh Itos L'Toyva V'Itos L'Ra U'Kemosh Amu Bin Inze Yim Ma'oyris. Rabbi says Ma'oros K'siv Shizman Toloi Ma'oros Hu Eis Din. Rashi in Chumash right before that, right there, it says without a vav shalo yipol asker some kind what they call diphtheria, right, diphtheria that k'moy kena itos alakuyas hem itos din. So that's the first thing he tells us, which many svarim say. This is just as I said, Aruch Haner is a little later, but he explains it. These are manim of din leyoshvim b'makom asher balker. Wherever it happens, it's a zman din. In b'mizbech leshmizah, b'mayav leshmir, in b'emzer kiel choloylam. Ulechein amu b'mukhut b'kivun. They said specifically b'zman shachama loyke loyma. Af shabab b'zman yedu. Even though we know it's going to come tomorrow. Okay, everybody knows not to gaze. You know, not to keep looking at it, right, doctor? So I have to be very careful. I remember when I was a kid in Cape Mars, they had such a thing, and they said about a certain boy, he was looking, and he pushed, ruined his eyes, Shem Yerachem. All right, so he says, "Mekom makom hu simen ra, ein ma shepir shramban, ba'os hakashas." We know when there's a rainbow. Sha'afshu davar pi teva. That's what happens. When this happens. Calls a nitna haros in yana teva. It shows us la'ois toiv. Shelo yovi akarish baruch hu mabul v'shalkein lo nema as kashti etem ba'onan nasati ba'onan pirish kashti shekvar nasati m'sheish abreishes ani miyado. I designated ata shielachem la'ois abris v'chein inin kan behepach halukuyim shem b'teva am la'ois asimu peronius. That's what the Brisa says, meaning that not that because there's Mishkav Zachar, it comes. It comes because it comes, but it comes to realize that they got to do tshuva on Mishkav Zachar, that they got to stop it, otherwise it could lead to terrible things. These are things that we don't know how Chazal knew, they're b'Sayyid Hashem. Oh, so he says, u'bezeh meduya gam ken ha'masha shuba Brisa mepanas. Right from Atlanta. Yes, Shomer Mihu Eved. Who is this Eved Shomer Mel Tol Panas Mipneim Benimshul? V'gam Lama Nakan Mashu Tol Panas Mipneim V'lo Bekitzah Shetziva Melch L'Chaboy Saneh. Why he's taking away? Why does he blow out the candle? Uleshim B'Choshav. Pizei Yuvan B'Chachmen Zal Yodu Deliku Yecham Panas Api Teva Shalvano Medes Mechuvan Bein Hashemesh Bein Aretz U'Ma'akves Ar Hashemesh L'Bal Yigil Aretz. Ulechein lo shayach b'mashal shemachaba ner. Shor shemesh lo nichba v'lo nismat. Our shemesh is as strong as ever. Beis alikui. Ela shalavana mach shich oyed. Levana hides it. Lo yoshve aretz. V'ze inyan animsho b'shetziva la'avda shehu alavana. The avid over here is one of the masharsim, right? Yitzarim b'das b'vina v'haskels. Mashin Raman, they have some kind of das. Sheyamnia are upon us. He should hide are upon us. Meaning that the Eved should go there. Meaning you, Chama, go ahead and override you, Levana, go ahead and override the Chama. Sheyamnia are upon us. Sheyashem me'avada v'yashem b'suda. Shem yeshu aris ha'misan g'metuv aris. That's this Eved. That's the first. So that's what he learns. Now, then he explains the Gemara. But Gemara b'shvil da'advarm Chama loike. Rashi calls us Shalosh Shama Tam B'Dava Vay Marsha. Marsha goes into it. Selenius Daiti. Some of it is based on the Marsha, but again, we'll do it because he explains each one at length. Efshal Tam L'Kol Echad Av Bezdin Shemes Ve'Ein Nizbek Alach Yesh Leima Tzadik Nimshal L'Chama. Right? K'Deposa Chai Sabdana Gemara says Mayakotin when Sabdana was on one of the Marayim, it says Ve'Vesi Hashemesh B'Tzarayim. You'll all of a sudden bring down the Shemesh B'Tzarayim. Right? Comes down. Zeh Yemesh Yo Achein in. Oh. In other words, that the Shemesh sets. But Goyen has a Mary de Gazach. He says when the Shemesh sets, then you see the Kerchavim. So he says when a real Godel is Nifter, then you see the Talmidim come out. You see what he did. Till now, he overshadows everyone, right? Like, as Fasema says, a Goyen also, Yankov is Yitzias Minair Tzadik Minair Oisa Reishim. So what's the what do you mean Oisa Reishim? It's a bad thing. He says no. Till while he's in the air, the tzaddik. So all you see is the tzaddik. Once the tzaddik leaves, you see the reishim he made on the air. You see the effect, right? Vilna. Everybody knows in Vilna how people learn Torah. Why? Because it was a Vilna Gaon. Kolzman the Vilna Gaon was there. All right, it was the Vilna Gaon. Once the Vilna Gaon was nifty, you saw the effect. Yes. So he says. So Mamela, he says, since he's called Hashem Shabbat, and Marsha says that we know the Gemara says, why aren't they maspid kalach? He says uva shemesh, right? You know, then this happened. The Gemara says this one's nifta, that one nifta. So I don't remember which one says who, but a few mefarshim, including Mashal. He said sometimes they're not maspid because they say, look, Gemara says when one is nifta, the other is born. So we have another gadol. We don't have to worry about it. So he says either yeah, but there's time till he becomes a gadol. It's not like or the pshat is each gadol of other has a different thing. It's not the same. It's not the same thing.
Isn't there a gemara about Rav Zera not being maspid for Roy, and there was a different punishment?
The what?
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
I don't know. There's gemara is about not yeah, yeah, yeah. Reinachnam. But he, we will see what he says. What's the shayches? He says, "Azay misasay, achen ines bekalacha." What?
Yeah.
Okay, can you?
No, nothing.
Oh, ines bekalacha. Azay misasay tevel oilam. Shemachapa, because when it got a yedei sayris tshuva. That one Amir said, when I'm nifta, be warm up in my hesped. Talk, you know, a hesped is not just a pshat to show your oratory skills. The pshat, like the Kutzke Rabbi used to say, wine cuts, they don't make kespedim. He says, because the mace is also bana. He says, the speakers, it's a way of the speaker speaking. It has nothing to do with the metzias, right? The mace is also bana. It's not for the ukamoshe kasafti, b'sefri archaner. Right, that, the Gemara there is talking about with Shaul HaMelech, Avaliin noy nispka alocha nimshu misa. So then, in other words, Kolzman, that is the Shemesh sets and people are maspit. That means admire them. I have to say, I years ago I saw a picture of Rav Elyashiv in the sukkah. I think I mentioned it. There was a picture of the Ostrovtsa Rebbe. Now Ostrovtsa Rebbe was a meridik goyin, a meridik genius. But what's the shaykh story? What's the episode? I mean, he loved his farm. His farm are all pilpul, not Rav Elyashiv's style at all. They're not, Rav Elyashiv was more, you know, a lachadik, more, he knew everything, but it was more, he was gagal gagal cheshbainis. So a friend of mine was very close to Rav Elyashiv, and he asked him, what's up, he asked him. He said that when the Ostrovtsa was nifta, which I think is 26, so Rav Elyashiv was, I have to make a chach, how old was he when he was nifta, 100 and something, right? But he was a teenager, and he was so, and they had a spadim in Yerushalayim, so he was so nisrashim from this spadim, he took upon himself to learn Bas Mada. Later on, when he was nifta, they wrote something like that, that he was very nisrashim. But if you look, some of the pictures, you see in the sukkah, you see the ostrovtsa right there, he said he was, they spoke about his meridika smada. He was so taken with that. He said he wants to be a masmid like him. So that's the Indian of a hesped. Aval iloy nisbel nimshlo misasa. Then what happened? It became dark. Venirmas belika chama. That's the lika chama. So that's one thing. In other words, since the tzaddik, the abbezin is nimshul to chama, and when it sets, at least. You know, it's more people, so we know, okay, it sets here. So when it sets, we know that the sun is somewhere else. In Eretz Yisrael, now it's sun. In China, the sun is there. Oyeish loyma denokat av bezin dedavkim shum da mishpat nimshu la'ar. Kiksiv otziya ka arzit kecham mishpat echa katsarayim. In other words, when you make the right psak, so it's like light. The Goyen says if a person paskins, but he doesn't really know where it comes from, the Gemara, he just looks in Svarim, so he says he might be Emes, but Torah it's not. It's not our Torah. He got the right, it's Emes, it's true. You have to go back for this, you have to do this, you're not allowed to eat this. But he doesn't really know what's from. He says, that's Nishkan Torah.
Is it not like the Pshat that says it's only for Klal Yisrael, for the lunar one?
Oh, yes, yeah, one sec, right. V'imein, as my ran she'echoshim bo'isha mishpat, u'lechein Hashem ish nichshach. Inami yesh lo'ima, Fina Darmin Bishabas called him Satzel Bespeshal Amar Roila Koiver Bechayev. Ulachain Elam Satzel Roilam Shaloyira or Chama Shiach Shacholim Badam Lachain Chavalik. Okay. Now Marasa Shatzaka. The Ema Shila. Yeshifarsh Mistama Belaila. Shibne Adam Shech Bateim as Efshet Shatitzak Beir. Velo Yeshemea. Av Belyoim. Something happens with Chaman Atzlan at night, people sleeping. But in the daytime, if a girl is coerced, Bechim Masha Pasha Kurem Zocha Shemeshalov. Damim loy shlo yatzar chlaharga. Right, that's what the pasuk says. By now, also she avo mashim la k'mashapir shem bansham. Avazu shetzakav ei mashila nasa k'belayla. It's like it's dark. Alchein, that's the chamaloykim nechshkalayla. Val mishkav zacha yeishloima dezeh haya oven mabel sheshwer kavidua sheshchisu dark and veloshim shachamalayr. Like it says, Rashi brings Chazal mepasuk yom velayla liyishboisu that from then on. There'll always be a day and night, but during the Mabel, Teva didn't work. Okay, you do it. Ubi Yisrael as daiti mishkav zochay v'mamish mida keneged mida mishum dachama hi hamashpia va'aretz achshucha hi anishpas. Right, the
solar
light it's mashpia on us light. Hamikabel sheva v'chein zochu mashpia in the cave of mikabel sheva v'zeh shabal zochah shina seid olam. Also, mashpil and mushprik yadua lechena chama loike v'nasa chosh miktsas v'nasa gamka mashpil and mushprik tzoch laor acha shiyar machshech. Okay, the shnei achim shum b'deirad yesh lo mashum b'namin b'seita kshiratzu likvor yankiv b'maras ha'machpela ba esa v'ira shehu ha'bachar v'lo rui lo yankiv ha'kvura b'maras ha'machpela u'bnei yankiv shiv shiyankiv kon ha'bchayra v'al shiikav esa shalak kedin kvuras yankiv kamalav chushim ben don, right, the Gemara says. Vahargoy, he was deaf, and then he didn't know what was going on, and he saw Veniskaya Masha Amar Rivka Lama Shakal Gam Shneichem Yomech. Why shall I lose both of you? So he says Shnei Achim Nishbach Dam Kechad means Vine Kiyem Mechiras Apkar Nimshul Yoyim Kemoi Shama Yankov Machor Kayoyim Esprasa. What Aruch Chaim is Yomena? What's Kiyoyim? What does it mean? But whatever it is, it says so. Dainu Kiyoyim Shu Mechira Meir. Mechira chaluta, just like Kemosh Pirush Rashi b'chumash, I forgot that taka. V'nishbach dam esav b'yayim misasa misas achiv al shebikesh levad l'mechira shemeya k'yayim ulechein liko chamu simen l'shnei achiv shenu g'echad Kemosh ayim b'misas eishen eskayim lo meshoka gam shnechim y'echad adek shirotza esav l'hachshir mechira shedayim l'yayim shemira shemesh oye shlema shakachu simen l'shnei achim mishur, it's a simen for that thing which is hard to know what they have to do with now exactly. Mishum l'tchilas shem shereach ka'achas, right? V'shava nivu k'shnei achim. I don't remember, maybe it's Archaim or Ben, I don't remember who says. He says, that's why you say Shom Aleichem. One reason you say Shom Aleichem Akirish Levana is because the moon and the sun had a fight with each other, who ein shnei melachem mishtam shkesachas. So when it comes to Kiddush Levana, and you talk about the Levana should be like the Shemesh, and everything will be fine. So there's Shalom comes, so you say Shalom Aleichem. Anyway, which is not clear. What is it telling us to do over here? I don't know. The other ones are telling at least that we have to be Nizer. And if it's going on the Simen Umas Island, means is in these inyanim also that they should be, I guess, Mishkav Zach will be a good Simen. Now, that's basically the Aruch HaNer. Now, do you make a bracha on Likuy HaChama? No. How do you know?
Well, I heard it yesterday from Ari Bergman. Yes. Tim Lubavitcher Rebbe, that is...
Tim Lubavitcher Rebbe? Okay. Okay, yeah, then what?
That's, take my goodness from it. It's a bad thing, you don't make a bracha.
Ah, okay. So the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, okay, if you're going to call it that way, the Al Tanya has a letter where they asked him, he said no, but nobody really has a good reason why. They asked many Gedolim, the Stipler, the Rav Vazna was not too sure about it. He says, I'm not sure why you don't make. Because that it's a Simen Rala Olam, okay, so is an earthquake, so you make brachas. It's basically because something that's not for my celebrations, just a natural thing, they say not to make a bracha. There were Gedolim who said that you should say the Pasuk Baruch Hashem, you know, that we say, so you could say Al Maisa Bracious. There were those that did it, I know, never heard that it's a custom. But anyway, just to end off, I mentioned yesterday there's an article. We unfortunately, Shai Chafetz's father Probably will not, your father will not remember these things now. But it seems that the Chafetz Chaim used to daven in his house. Something. What?
As a small kid, he used to daven there, yes.
Your father, daven, yes. But he used to daven in the house.
Yes.
That's what it says over here. So this fellow, Reb Shmuel Pliskin, I don't know if that's Zelig Pliskin's Zelig father. His father? Yeah. It is his father, okay. He died 60. So how old is Zelig Pliskin? I don't know who he is. Right, 70s.
Picture of him, of this guy Pliskin.
Of this of Shmuel Pliskin, yeah. Oh, so he writes, it's a beautiful, the Chafetz Chaim got up. It's Kedai to see, maybe I'll make a copy. So if you don't want, you can make a copy for anything, if you want to see, just if I can have it back. What happened was in the Chedushe Granat, your father learned by the Granat, Rabbi Naftali Trump, so had a Mar Mokum to the Beis Yankov, which is a journal in Eretz Yisrael. So it could be, that's, so I looked in the computer, it was there, but it's an old print. And then the Yated made it better, so it's in there.
But what is it?
It's an article related by this Reb Shmuel Pliskin. You pronounce Pliskin. Pliskin. He wrote how the Chafetz Chaim got up, and he says tomorrow there's going to be a Likui Levana, and he raises and he says everybody should go. What?
So he was besimcha.
And he was very besimcha. He says over there. And he it seems he was happy because it shows, and the way that he says it is that it shows that the Bein Shloilem is the Kol Yochel, the Shemesh thinks it's the king of the universe. You see, he also is loike, and he was, it describes how Naftali Trump went there and he kept telling people medav nit kuken, medav zen. Don't gaze at it, just look for a moment. In other words, I don't know if he meant else physically or like, because it's a bad simon, I don't know, but that's what it says he said. But it seems that after it happened, the Chafetz Chaim was in tremendous, very happy over it. That's what he says. It says over here, Rav Shmuel Pliskin, or your Talmud Yeshivas Radin, I think when in the Beis Yankov, he was still alive when he wrote it, who Ben Bias at some Rana Chafetz Chaim, he says, okay. Ah, he wrote, yeah, and it's also on computer, a little conscious. But anyway, I was thinking, then I realized Rav Tzadik says, he doesn't say this, but Rav Tzadik says, because the Gemara says we count to the Chama, and the Goyim to the Levana, and the Am Yisraelim count to the Chama. So the Ikar is because the Chama shows, like we said before, it's a Mashpia. Rav Tzadik says the Chama always shows it's full. Right, it's there all the time. It's 24 hours a day. The sun is there. The sun is always around. Masha ein kein, the chama is always mekabel or less the levana. The levana is less megarmaya klum, right? Less megarmaya klum, which Kedu and Chazal says that's what melech mem lamet chaf is less megarmaya klum. He has nothing of his own. That's David Melech. David Melech always says vani tefila vani tolas v'lo ish chepas Hashem bozli, right? Vani tefila. Moshe Zitzal, Moshe Shapiro, always you say, not the David Melech, was always davening. He is tefillah. He's Tillim. Tillim is the tefillah. He made himself into the mouthpiece. His words become our tefillah. We say Tzuke de Zimra is all Tillim. That's what we do, right? That's Vivach David and Az Yosha is really not part of Tzuke de Zimra. We have it. The Rambam has it after Baruch Hu. But Akoponim, the Shemesh is. He says, that's how Klal Yisrael is, always being mekabel, always. But what will happen one day? One day, the Chama will have, the Levana will have its own R, right? And then, Mitzvah Hashem, Klal Yisrael will shine out, and that's what we hope. That's the Likra Chama. Which, by the way, I found somebody, they have all these farm that they ask of Chaim Kanievsky. I'm not familiar with it, but as I was looking at the computer to see about the bracha, it came up with it. So I've mentioned Rav Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin, Rav Hersh Pesach Frank brings in his tshuvas that there's a minig, the Magen Avraham brings, I think, for Nari, that one should check his tzitzis by Kiddush Levana. By Kiddush Levana, one should check it. Mishmur doesn't bring it, interesting, I don't think so. I don't think of finding it. But he says, if you see, look, Hasidim, they're always checking by after Kiddush Levana. So he says, why is it married? So they have Tam and Pikabala, but he said Tam Pshat. Because why don't you put on tzitzis at night? You don't put on, there's no mitzvah tzitzis at night. Because we isam isam, night, you don't see, there's no sun. But we just said that Mitzvah Hashem, we want this Levana to be like the Arach Achama. So Mitzvah Hashem will be winged tzitzis, loss of lover, even during the night. And that's why you look at your tzitzis to show that. So of course, they ask Reb Chaim, this is a typical thing they bother Reb Chaim with. He says, during Likya Levana, do you have to wear tzitzis? Because it's dark. Of course, he told him, yes.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. www.rabbi.com.